This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here's something. The National Association of Realtors released some data this morning that shows the median price of existing homes was down 0.2% last month over the same time a year ago. Down. Home prices. That's the first 12-month decline since February of 2012. Meanwhile, something called the CoreLogic Single Family Rent Index shows rent growth, and that's important, rent growth slowed for the 9th straight month. That is overall, to be clear, because there is one category of renter where price increases are somewhat stickier. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why lower price renters are more likely to see their rent increases continue to climb.
Demand has always outpaced supply in Florida's housing market, especially for renters in the lower price tier. But Ashawn Nesbitt, CEO of the Florida Housing Coalition, says recently it's gotten worse.
The instability is reaching a much wider portion of the population.
Florida is the fastest growing state, according to the Census Bureau, partly thanks to people moving there during the pandemic. Yes, that includes high-earning tech workers who put pressure on both the sales and rental markets. But Nesbitt says a lot of hourly workers are flocking to the region's growing tourism and service industries. That's made the affordability problem at the low end worse.
And that can be said of every market in Florida.
Price growth is slowing for renters overall. It's at around 6%, half of what it was a year ago. Meanwhile, it's stuck at 8.5% for lower-priced renters. Molly Basil, an economist at CoreLogic, says that's partly because there are more renters in that housing tier.
And so you have a lot of renters demanding those and not a lot of inventory at that end of the market.
Everything from zoning laws to labor shortages has kept builders focused on more expensive homes. Meanwhile, high market renters and even some middle ones got a break in 2020. Whitney Airgood Obricki at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies says those rents dropped and landlords offered incentives for new renters.
In the meantime, the middle and lower quality apartments just continued a steady rise.
Airgood Obricki says these renters are the only ones that didn't get a break during the pandemic. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.